actually feel like vacation. It's when.
Tacoma Rainiers baseball is currently in a rain delay. It's time for Tacoma Rainiers baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Sacramento River Cats in the opening game of a six-game series. Well, the Rainiers have been playing better baseball of late, that's for sure, including just taking two out of three here at home from the Round Rock Express, winning both of the games that they did win in the series in the bottom of the final inning, walk-off style. So the Rainiers with some momentum, including a 6-5 victory yesterday that saw them score two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning when they were trailing 5-4. Scott Heineman tied it up with an RBI double, and it was Eric Mejia with the game-winning RBI single. That was on Sunday. Rainiers were off yesterday. The whole league was off yesterday. Back in action today, the Rainiers hosting a Sacramento team that is the AAA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. The Rainiers are going to start left-hander Tommy Malone. Malone with a record of 2-0 and a 1.38 ERA. He'll be opposed by Sacramento's Tristan Beck. Beck 0-4 with a 9.20 ERA. This series represents an opportunity for the Tacoma Rainiers. We'll dive into that when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
The Tacoma Red Ears taking on Sacramento tonight, and this is an opportunity for the Red Ears, a six-game series. Tacoma sitting in last place in the West. They've been in last most of the season, other than the occasional moment or two where they're able to pull out of the cellar only to fall back in, but this is a chance to change that. The Red Ears are in fifth place, but Sacramento is in fourth place and only a half a game ahead of Tacoma. If the Red Ears could win this series, take four of the six games or better, they would not only pass Sacramento, but also build a little bit of a cushion between them and the River Cats as well. So an opportunity to move past someone in the standings. To be honest, there haven't been many opportunities like this season, but the Red Ears have one right now. And the Red Ears do come in with some positive momentum, having won four of their last five games, including back-to-back three-game series. Little injury update for you. Evan White has restarted his rehabilitation assignment with the Red Ears. He is in the lineup today. Evan White coming back from sports hernia surgery. He's in the lineup hitting third and playing first base. Jared Kelnick, day-to-day with a hamstring problem. They don't think he's going to be out long. In fact, he did take batting practice with the team prior to the game today, so we look for him to return to the lineup real soon. All right, we'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when the Red Ears pregame show continues in a moment.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's game. The visiting Sacramento River Cats are the Giants affiliate managed by Dave Brundage. They're 24-36 on the year. Leading off playing center field is Steven Duggar. Batting second left fielder Elliot Ramos. Hitting third and playing third base is David Villar. Austin Dean hits cleanup. He's in right field. Will Wilson, Triple-A debut, hits fifth. He's at second base. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Wyatt Matheson. Hitting seventh, designated hitter, Isan Diaz. Batting eighth, catcher, Johnny Pareda. And hitting ninth, shortstop, Archimedes Gamboa. On the mound, right-hander, Tristan Beck. Beck is 0-4 with a 9.20 ERA. Tacoma is 23-36. Tim Fedorovich, the manager of the Mariners affiliate. Leading off, playing center field is Forrest Wall. Justin Upton bats second. He's the DH. Hitting third is first baseman Evan White. In the cleanup spot, the left fielder Scott Heineman. Eric Mejia bats fifth. He's at third base. Hitting sixth, the right fielder Marcus Wilson. Batting seventh, the second baseman Alex Blandino. Hitting eighth, the catcher Andrew Knapp. And batting ninth, shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound, Tommy Malone. Malone is 2-0 with a 1.38 ERA. Umpires Matthew Bates behind the plate. Crew chief Brock Ballou is at first and Tyler Jones at third. It's Tacoma and Sacramento, opening game of the series. That's it for the pregame show. We'll be back with first pitch and start of today's game right after this.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good. Good together.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're ready to start this one. Tommy Malone on the mound at his first pitch of the game to Steven Duggar is taken low and away for a ball. And we are underway here at Cheney Stadium. Tommy Malone, the veteran left-hander, has been a revelation in the Rainiers starting rotation. His next pitch hit in the air to shallow center. On comes Wall. He's there and he makes the catch. And there is the first out of the game. Tommy Malone gets Steven Duggar to fly out to shallow center. One away. And here's Elliot Ramos. Well, the San Francisco Giants do all kinds of roster juggling, more than the Mariners, if you can believe that. And they have players constantly coming and going between the big leagues and AAA. And the man at the plate right now, Elliot Ramos, just returned to Sacramento from a brief stint in the big leagues. Right-hand hitter. And the pitch from Malone is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Ramos hitting 212 in 47 games for Sacramento with six homers. And Malone now with the 0-1 pitch, and it is inside for a ball. And that evens up the count, 1-1. Malone facing Sacramento for his second time this season. His 1-1 to Ramos is low and away for a ball, 2-1. The Red Bulls won their first series of the year in Sacramento in mid-May, taking four out of six. So now the 2-1 to Ramos is pulled into left center, and that's going to get down for a hit. Tracking it and fielding it on one hop is Heineman, and Ramos is on with a one-out single to left center. So he's on, and now David Villar will be the batter. So when the Rainiers were down there at Sacramento playing really well and taking four out of six games, one of the keys was tremendous starting pitching during that series, and Malone was a big part of it. He delivered five shutout innings of one-hit ball against the River Cats back on May 19th. His pitch to VR is right on the outside edge for a called strike. VR hitting 282, leads the league with 16 homers and second in the league with 47 runs batted in. Right-hand hitter stands at the back of the batter's box and close to the plate. Malone with the 0-1 pitch, and it is down low for a ball. 1-1 now. Right here is wearing their Copa de la Diversión uniforms tonight. La Familia de Tacoma. Malone is set now, and here's the 1-1 pitch on its way to VR. Runner goes. Pitch is in for a strike. Hang on. Time called by the plate umpire, and they are sending the runner back to first base. The runner, Ramos, being sent back to first base. And Dave Brundage, the manager of the Rivercats, wants an explanation from home plate umpire Matthew Bates. And I'm curious to know what they call it also. As the plate umpire, Bates, immediately after the pitch, and while Knapp was starting to throw down to second base, raised his arms up in the air to call timeout. And I don't know why he ruled that a dead ball, unless maybe time was called prior to the pitch. Not sure. But Ramos has been sent back to first base. And we're ready for this plate appearance to continue. And now the runner goes again, and Malone throws to first, and they've got him in a rundown between first and second. He's being chased by Blandino and tagged out for the second out of the inning. Malone figured he was on the move again, so he just held the ball for an extra moment, and Ramos bolted towards second base, and Malone threw it to Evan White, and White relayed it down to Blandino, who put a tag on him with a little bluff throw to trick Ramos into looping back towards second. He'll go in the books as a caught stealing, 1-3-4. And now the pitch to VR is fouled away, and the count's even 2-2. So the Red Ears erase the base runner. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes VR, and that closes out the top of the first inning. So no runs for Sacramento on a hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Sacramento nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
Get ready for summer vacation now at O'Reilly Auto Parts with up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstar batteries. With the power, performance, and reliability your vehicle demands, Superstar batteries are made to deliver long life and consistent starts. Superstar batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Tommy Malone works a scoreless top of the first inning, and now the Tacoma Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Forrest Wall, Justin Upton, and Evan White to bat this inning. Against the right-hander, Tristan Beck, and Beck's first pitch to Wall is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Wall hitting .235 with a .328 on base percentage. Takes the next pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Tristan Beck has faced the right ears once earlier this year. So he misses with a pitch now, and the count goes to 2-1. He threw well against Tacoma on May 20th. In six innings, giving up two runs on three hits. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. That series these two teams played in May was in Sacramento. This is the Rivercats' first trip to Tacoma this year. Obviously, they've played a lot here over the years, division rivals. 2-2 pitch to Forrest Wall. Swung out and lined into left, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Ramos fields it on a couple of hops, and Forrest Wall is aboard with a base hit to start the bottom of the first inning. And we'll see if he's off to the races. Tacoma continues to lead the league in stolen bases as a team. And individually, Forrest Wall is the Red Ears team leader in steals with 20, a total that ranks second in the league. So he's at first, and now here's Justin Upton. Upton had a couple of hits on Sunday in the Rainiers' victory, including a hit in the winning rally in the bottom of the ninth. There's a throw to first, and Wall is back in safely. Now the next pitch is fastball called a strike. Beck. Out of Stanford University, fourth-round draft pick in 2018. It was the Atlanta Braves who chose him back then. He got traded to the Giants organization in 2019 for the Major League reliever, Mark Melancon. Good one. There's a pitch outside. And it counts even, 1-1. Beck working with catcher Johnny Pareda. Wyatt Matheson, a former Rainier, briefly last year, holding the runner on at first base for Sacramento. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two to Upton. Up the middle, the Rivercats have Will Wilson playing second base, Archimedes Gamboa at shortstop, and David Villar is at third. And they are shifted towards the left side with Upton at the plate. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Beck, and it is swung on and fouled off. The Rivercats outfield is Henry Ramos in left, Stephen Duggar in center, and Austin Dean in right. Now the 1-2, low for a ball, two balls, two strikes. Upton, 6-for-37 with two homers since joining the Rainiers. Pitches inside for a ball. Count goes full, 3-2. So Upton has seen a lot of pitches here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the 3-2. There goes Wall. The pitch is outside, ball four. Upton will head down to first base. Wall takes second, and there are two on here in the bottom of the first for Evan White. Tristan Beck started the year with the Giants AA team in Richmond, Virginia. Got promoted to Sacramento at the end of April. Since then, he's made six starts, seven total appearances prior to today. And in 30 and a third innings, he's allowed 45 hits and 31 runs. He's struck out 27 and walked 13. So here's White as his rehab assignment resumes this evening. And the pitch is a fastball in for a strike, 0-1 the count. The real way to phrase it would be that his rehab assignment restarts tonight, a 20-day rehab assignment. It's on the Mariners injured list. He's recovering from sports hernia surgery back in March. As he fouls one away. And he started a rehab assignment, his first one with the Red Ears in May, and wasn't quite ready to go yet. He played in a couple of games and felt like he wasn't ready to go with the hip and groin issues, and they shut him down for almost 2 weeks, and now he's back again. Try again. Next pitch, swing and a miss. There is strike three, and White goes down on three pitches, and one man is out at the bottom of the first inning. So first strikeout for Tristan Beck, and now Scott Heinemann is the batter. Heinemann, a new addition to the Rainiers. And the pitch from Beck is taken for a called strike. Heinemann in four games has six hits and 19 at-bats for Tacoma. Right-hand hitter. Wall leads from second and Upton from first, and the pitch is swung out and fouled out of play. Strike two. No score here. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Around 60 degrees at game time today. Cloud cover here in Tacoma. Now the 0-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on and fouled off. Still no balls, two strikes. Heinemann back in the batter's box. The 0-2 pitch is low for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Plate umpire calling time here. Two on, one out. One ball, two strikes to Heinemann. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. And after the first two men reach here at the bottom of the first inning, Beck gets back-to-back strikeouts. And now the Red Ears will see if they can get a clutch hit from Eric Mejia. Had the game-winning hit on Sunday in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the pitch from Beck is a breaking ball that is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Well, no balls and a strike to Mejia. Switch hitter, bats left-handed. And this next one is low and away. Mejia hitting 249 with seven homers, 28 runs batted in. On deck is Marcus Wilson, the reigning Pacific Coast League Player of the Week. Well, the 1-1 pitch is swung on and looped out into center, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Coming around third is Wall. He's going to score easily. Upton goes to third. He's in trouble. And Upton is thrown out by the center fielder, Steven Duggar, who threw it to David Villar, the third baseman, who put the tag on the veteran, Justin Upton. But the run counts, so Wall scored first before the tag out at third. So Mejia with the RBI single, and he drives in the run. Upton out 8-5 at third to end the inning. All told, it was one run on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the second inning. Tacoma 1, Sacramento nothing.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah. And the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive.
Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Well, the Red Deers get a run at the bottom of the first inning, and they lead 1-0. Tommy Malone on the mound. First pitch of the second inning to Austin Dean. Dips down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Malone tossed a scoreless first. Allowed a hit, but faced only three batters because they caught the runner trying to steal. Dean bounces one foul, third base side. Austin Dean hitting 272 with 11 homers, 26 runs batted in. Sacramento comes into this series hot, I guess, as here's one that misses for a ball. It's kind of complicated. Let's just say that prior to Saturday, they were not hot at all. Understatement. As here's one outside for a ball to Dean. They had lost 11 straight games after losing on Friday night to Reno. And that was the longest losing streak of anybody in the Pacific Coast League so far this year. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two to Dean. But they ended their losing streak. They always come to an end at some point. And Sacramento ended it with a victory on Saturday, and then they won again on Sunday. So they've won two in a row coming into this. 3-2 pitch, bounce to the right side. It's gloved by Blandino. Throw to first, close play. And they get Dean, who was diving in head first, for the out. Dean thought he might have beat that out with a head-first dive, but he's called out by first base umpire Brock Ballou. We'll get another look at it on MILB TV, and we might have caught a break right there, folks. One out in the top of the second inning, and now Will Wilson will be the batter. Pitch to Wilson is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Well, Wilson, former high draft pick of the Angels in 2019, who got traded to the Giants, and this is his AAA debut today. Pitches a ball. 2-0. He just got promoted from AA Richmond, where he was hitting .233, but his other numbers look good. 8 homers. He chops one up the middle, and that's it. Diving stop by McCoy. Throw to first is not in time. Heck of an effort by Mason McCoy, but he could not throw out Will Wilson, who reaches with an infield single in his first Triple-A at bat. McCoy ranged up the middle and dived to field. It popped up onto his feet and whipped a throw to first, but Wilson is able to leg it out. McCoy really quick at getting a throw off after making a diving stop. Now the pitch to Wyatt Matheson is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. So 0-1 the count to Matheson. Matheson hitting .158 in 24 games with 4 homers. And he takes a pitch a little bit inside for a ball, and that evens up the count 1-1. Right here's with three infielders on the left side. The 1-1 to Matheson is swung on and fouled back, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And now a throw to first, and they've got Wilson in a rundown between first and second. Blandino chases him, tosses it to Malone, who tags him out at first base. Second time Tommy Malone has managed to lure one of these base runners into thinking they could take off for second base. And Malone threw to first. Wilson wasn't even going. He just kind of took his secondary lead right when Malone flipped it over to Evan White. Another caught stealing. This goes 1-3-4-1 if you're keeping score. And now the pitch to Matheson is chopped foul on the third base side. Right, air's up 1-0. We're in the second inning. Now Malone into his motion and the pitch. Just off the plate outside. Counts even 2-2. First of six between Tacoma and Sacramento. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Matheson, and Tommy Malone has his second strikeout of the night. No runs for the Rivercats in the second. They had a hit, there were no errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It is Tacoma 1, Sacramento nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Rainier's up early, 1-0 over the Sacramento Rivercats. Marcus Wilson, Alex Blandino, and Andrew Knapp. The batters here against the right-hander Tristan Beck. First pitch to Wilson is in there for a called strike. Marcus Wilson just won the Pacific Coast League Player of the Week Award for the week that ended on Sunday. What a week he had. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Another breaking ball curve from Beck, 0-2. In the week, Wilson played in six games, hit safely in all of them, had four homers and 10 runs batted in. And he's homered in three straight games entering play today. Here's one outside for a ball, 1-2. Also, in this past week, in his six games, Marcus Wilson drove in at least one run in each of the six games. 1-2 pitch coming from Beck. And it is outside. Two balls, two strikes. He has become the Rainier's home run leader with his surge. He has 11 which also cracks the top 10 in the league. He's tied for eighth. And he is second on the team and runs batted in now as he hits a foul ball, 2-2. Zach Green, who hasn't played in over a week, is still one RBI ahead of Marcus Wilson. For the team lead. As the next pitch is a called strike three with a breaking ball. The computer rung him up. Wilson upset as he heads into the dugout, but he knows the umpire didn't make that call. The automated ball strike system had this pitch pinned as a strike. So that is strikeout number three for Tristan Beck. One out. Here's Alex Blandino, and he takes a breaking ball outside, ball one. Blandino had his first really big moment, to say the least, as a Rainier on Friday, the late night game. Sears went outside for a ball 2-0. That was when Round Rock's flight was delayed with mechanical problems, and they couldn't get here until, well, we had to start the game late because of it. Sears won. In for a strike, 2-1. So we had a late night start, and they shortened it to a 7-inning game because of that. And some point around 11:15 p.m., Blandino hit a walk-off grand slam. Here's a strike to Blandino. Counts even, 2-2. That was the moment we learned that the Round Rock Express bullpen is not very good at holding leads. Last inning, the seventh inning, they went walk, 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 grand slam. Four batters, good night. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Blandino. And that is the second straight strikeout for Tristan Beck. Two down for Andrew Knapp. No, Round Rock, in the three-game series, they blew the lead in the last inning in all three games. In the seventh-inning game on Friday, they had a 4-2 lead going to the bottom of the seventh and final inning. Walk, 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 grand slam, lose. So now here's a pitch that's in for a strike to Knapp. Then on Saturday, Round Rock led 9-4 going to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rainiers scored five runs against him to tie it up and send it into extras. Sears went down low for a ball. Now, Round Rock did ultimately win that game in the 10th inning, but they blew a five-run lead in the bottom of the ninth. And then in the last game of the series on Sunday, the third and final game, they blew another ninth inning lead. The Rainiers got two in the bottom of the ninth to win 6-5. There's a swing and a miss by Knapp, 1-2. Any unemployed relief pitchers out there, I can tell you which team to call. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Knapp, and that does it for Tacoma in the bottom of the second inning. Three up, three down, all strikeouts. We go to the third inning of play. It is Tacoma 1, Sacramento nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step one, shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step two, level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix, we're so you.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, 1-0 Tacoma. We head to the third inning of play. Rainiers with Tommy Malone on the mound. Here in the third, he'll face Isan Diaz, Johnny Pareda, and Archimedes Gamboa. Well, Diaz has been a hot hitter these last couple of games for Sacramento. Left-hand hitter with some power, hitting 210, but with 11 homers, 22 runs batted in, and an OPS just shy of 900. The pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Was talking earlier about how Sacramento ended a long losing streak with back-to-back wins on Saturday and Sunday at home against Reno. Sears one down low for a ball. Diaz hit three homers during those two wins. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Tommy Malone, and it's bounced foul on the first base side. Count goes to 2-1. So two balls and a strike to Isan Diaz. Now the next pitch misses ball three. Now this one is over for a strike and the count goes full, 3-2. Three-two delivery. Called strike three, and down goes Diaz, and that is strikeout number three for Tommy Malone. So there's the first out in the top of the third inning. Johnny Pareda hitting 263 in 24 games. No homers, eight runs batted in. And the pitch from Malone runs a little inside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch just misses. 2-0. Delivery. Inside, ball three, and Malone well behind in the count to Pareda. Sacramento was carrying three catchers for a while. They changed that today. Pareda is one of their catchers, a survivor, if you will, as there's a swing and a miss. They sent Ricardo Henavez, the youngest player on their roster. He got sent to AA Richmond today. 3-1 pitch, hit in the air to left field. Lining it up is Heineman, and he makes the catch. There's out number two. So a fly to left field. And now Archimedes Gamboa is the batter. Gamboa hitting 248 with three homers, 21 runs batted in, 353 on base percentage. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Now here's one low and away for a ball. 2-0. Now a strike, 2-1. Two-one delivery. Inside, ball three. Now the 3-1 is outside, I guess, ball four. So Gamboa draws a walk, heads down to first base. Malone trying to hit the outside corner there and just missing. Now Steven Duggar is the batter. Duggar on a rehab assignment with Sacramento. He's on the Giants injured list right now with a left oblique strain. And that was back in April, April 21st. He's been out almost 2 months with that. So here's one low and away to Duggar. Ball one. Now Malone with his next pitch. And actually a move to first instead, and Gamboa's back in. Malone has caught two runners off of first base so far. Now this one misses for a ball. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. So 2-1 the count to Duggar. Malone with a long look towards first, and then the pitch is swung on and bounced foul right in the home plate area. 2-2 now. Tommy Malone, one of the Red Raiders veterans, 35 years old, out of USC, Southern California man from Saugus. Lots of major league experience on the back of his baseball card. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it is swung on and popped up into shallow left, playable, and caught by Heineman for the final out of the inning. Sacramento does not score. No runs, hits or errors, and one man left. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma 1, Sacramento nothing.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting MaryBridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. Tacoma with a 1-0 lead over Sacramento. Rainier's got a run in the first on a 2-out RBI single by Eric Mejia that brought in Forrest Wall from third base. Here's first pitch to Mason McCoy leading off the third from Tristan Beck, and it's up high for a ball. Beck just struck out the side in the second inning, and he has five strikeouts already, and he pours one in there for a strike to McCoy, 1-1 now. McCoy hitting .247 with six homers, .751 OPS, swings and fouls one off. McCoy's heated up at the plate this month, batting .325 in the month of June. One-two pitch is fouled away. Still one ball, two strikes. Yeah, the 1-2 is up and in for a ball, 2-2. Now the 2-2. Fastball outside, and the count goes full, 3-2. And the payoff. Fouled out of play. Still three balls, two strikes. Once again, the payoff. Fouled away again. And McCoy is making him throw some pitches here. I believe this is the ninth pitch of the at-bat coming up right here. Back into his motion, and the 3-2 again. Up and in, ball four with a breaking ball. And Mason McCoy walks. Second walk issued by Tristan Beck. This is a leadoff walk, though, here in the third inning. McCoy at first base, and now the lineup turns over. And here's Forrest Wall, who singled and scored in the first inning. Right here's up 1-0. We're in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch, and it is a breaking ball that just misses outside, 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way. And it's inside for a ball. Here comes the 2-0. And it is swung on and hit in the air towards left. Back on the ball is Ramos right at the edge of the warning track. He makes the catch. And that's the first out of the inning. Upton will bat with a runner at first. Upton walked his first time up. Pitch over for a called strike. Justin Upton in his 10th game today since joining the Rainiers, and he hadn't been playing for a couple months after being released by the Angels in spring training. The Mariners signed him from his home. He hadn't been playing at all, so we knew it was going to take a little while for him to get in the swing of things. And that might be happening now. He had two hits, scored two runs on Sunday. Off yesterday, of course, as here's a foul. Walked and had a good at-bat his first time up today. Thank you. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Upton. Swing and a foul. Still 0-2. Outfield plays him straight away. No wind blowing right now at Cheney. 0-2 to Upton. He swung on and hammered down the left field line. Fair ball going towards the corner. That'll be extra bases for Upton. Coming around third is McCoy. They're waving him in. He's going to score without a throw. And in at second base with a double and an RBI is Justin Upton. And the Red Ears lead it 2-0. Upton rips one for extra bases down the third baseline. Got a high fastball there and just turned on it. So Upton with the extra base hit. And now Evan White will be the batter. Evan White struck out on three pitches in the first. And the pitch to White is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. That was Upton's second double, fourth extra base hit. He's had seven hits for the Rainiers. Four have gone for extra base. Two doubles, two homers. 1-0 to White is fouled off the catcher's mask, off the top of his helmet. So Pareda's going to get a moment to recover from that blow. Oof, right off the very front of it. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And it is chopped on a big bounce to short, fielded by Gamboa. Throw to first in time to get White. Upton had to hold at second base. The ball was hit in front of him. So there's the second out of the inning. And now Scott Heineman will be the batter. Heineman struck out swinging his first time up. He's 0-1. Heineman joined the team last week and made his Rainiers debut on Wednesday in Salt Lake City. As the pitch is swung on and bounced foul third base side. And Heineman did not join the team quietly. In his very first game, he had a grand slam home run. It was the first hit by anyone on the Rainiers this year. And he had six runs batted in that game, which the Rainiers won. So here's a swing and a miss, strike two. Heineman's behind in the count, 0-2. So he had an instant impact, but also set a very lofty standard that's going to be difficult to meet. I mean, come on, your very first game, you hit a grand slam and drive in six runs. That, for many players, could easily be their best game of the year. And it might very well be for him, too. He just did it on his first day with the team. Here's a swing and a little number back to the hill. That's fielded by Beck, and Beck underhands to first for the out. Heineman retired, and the inning is over. But the Red Ears had a run on the RBI double by Justin Upton. One run on one hit and one left. We go to the fourth. Tacoma 2, Sacramento nothing.
Carla's retiring early next month. We're all going to have to learn to pick up the slack.
The dessert-making role at Sawyer's Restaurant, deserted.
Tom, you can handle beignets.
They need a new pastry chef who can souffle like it's a piece of cake.
Come on, guys, we've got a line out the door. How much longer for those croissants?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power
right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value, the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Well, the Red Ears are up 2-0 early tonight. We head to the top of the fourth. Rivercats at the plate. Elliot Ramos to lead things off against Tommy Malone, and the pitch is swung on and popped up into shallow right. Back is Blandino, in is Wilson, and Wilson makes the running catch. One pitch, one out at the top of the fourth inning. Ramos flies to right. And now David Villar will be the batter. Well, the whole league was off yesterday, but we'll get you caught up on what's happening in this league. As Vegas and Reno both really had some recent hot streaks. As here's a pitch in for a strike to Villar. Vegas has cooled off. They got swept in the three-game series by Sugarland down in Texas. Now the 0-1 to VR is high. But Vegas is still in first place in the West, despite having lost three in a row now. 1-1 pitch is pulled in the air to left field, moving towards the alley several steps, but there to make the catch is Heineman, and that is out number two. And now Austin Dean will be the batter. Reno is in second in the West, a game and a half behind Las Vegas. The Aces, six games over 500, and in second. Now the pitch to Dean is grounded to short. That's gobbled up by Mason McCoy, who throws it to first for the out, and Tommy Malone just had a very, very, very quick inning. Let's see how many pitches that was. I think that was five pitches. Anyway, he retires the side. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It is Tacoma 2, Sacramento nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Two nothing Rainiers with the lead over the Sacramento Rivercats. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Eric Mejia, Marcus Wilson, and Alex Blandino to bat this inning. Tristan back into his motion, and the pitch to Mejia is taken for a strike. Mejia had the two-out RBI single in the first inning that brought in the first run of the game. And the 0-1 is fouled away, and the count goes to 0-2. Talking about the PCL, what's going on right now in the East, Oklahoma City has opened up a little bit of a lead. So here's one down low to Mejia. The Dodgers have been in first or second pretty much all season long, but they now have a three-game lead, which is as large as it's been all year, I believe. So here's a liner that is caught on the infield by the shifted infielder. Well, that's the shortstop who caught it, Gamboa, as they had shifted the third baseman to the right side. So Mejia lines out to the shortstop. Now Marcus Wilson is the batter. Wilson struck out earlier. He's 0 for 1. Rainiers are going to play some cross-conference games here shortly after this series. They have a trip to Sugar Land, Texas, where I'm sure it'll be nice and cool and pleasant. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Wilson. Now it's going to be hot and very moist in Sugar Land. It's going to be soupy. 0-2 to Wilson is, oh, inside, and it hit him on the head. He's in some pain. And he's going to be awarded first base, but the Red Ears trainer is going to check on him. Red Ears do not want to see Marcus Wilson with an injury right now. He's been red hot at the plate, and the Red Ears have been losing players to injuries left and right recently. This pitch ran in on his hands. It got him right on the left wrist or back of the left hand. And he is being checked by the Tacoma Red Ears trainer, Michael Feliciano. And yeah, it's that left hand, all right. And Feliciano's checking his fingers. Red Ears have lost recently Jared Kelnick to a hamstring issue. Not serious, they're saying. He'll be back soon. And they've lost Brian O'Keefe left yesterday's game with an injury. Don't have an update on him. And Wilson's leaving this game. They're going to send a pinch runner for him at first base. Oh, boy. And Zach Green's been out for over a week with an unspecified injury. So the pinch runner is Cesar Esturiz Jr. We hope that that's just precautionary as far as Marcus Wilson is concerned, as he has been really making an impact at the plate recently. And Wilson's been on his best streak since joining the Rainiers late last season. Man, sad to see him out getting hit by that pitch on the left hand. So as Terrace pinch runs, he's at first. Alex Blandino, the batter. And Beck is throwing a warm-up pitch or two because we've had a little delay here. So here's Blandino. He struck out swinging his first time up, 0 for 1 today. But he's reached base safely in his last six games. And for him, he started the season with Sacramento. And got traded to the Mariners organization in Tacoma. And he takes a breaking ball outside, ball one. There are a handful of players in this series who have played for both of these teams this year. Most notably, Kevin Padlo, who's in his second tour with Tacoma, having already spent a tour with Sacramento this year. So here's a swing and a foul out of play, 1-1. Padlo rejoined the Red Ears today after recently being reclaimed off waivers from the Giants by the Mariners. Now pitch low and away for a ball, 2-1. Remember when Padlo originally got traded from the Giants to the, or from the Mariners to the Giants? Back in late April, early May. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul by Blandino. He reported to Sacramento and then waited for an off day on the schedule and then flew up to Tacoma to get his car and drive down I-5 back to Sacramento. And that's when he got called up by the Giants, when he was in transit, of course. And, of course, now we know, a few weeks later, he should have just left his car here the whole time. 2-2 to Blandino. Swing and a foul out of play. Still 2-2. Throw to first and back in safely is Turris, who does like to run. Runner at first, one out, bottom of the fourth. Red Ears lead 2-0. And the pitch is a breaking ball up high. Full count, 3-2. See if his Turris is on the move with a full count and one out. There he goes. The 3-2 pitch is popped up foul. That's into the seats out of play on the first base side. Yeah, the 3-2 again. And it is a swing and a foul down the right field line, giving chase Austin Dean, but this is out of play. That time his Turris was not running on the pitch. So once again, the 3-2 pitch from Tristan Beck. Runner does not go, and it is swung on and grounded to short, and it eats up Gamboa, and he can't handle it, and everybody's going to be safe. As Turris reaches second, and Blandino aboard at first. An error charge to the shortstop. Runners at first and second with one out for Andrew Knapp. Switch hitter will bat left. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, the 1-0 coming. And it's a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1 now to Knapp. Knapp 8-49 since joining the Rainiers, but does have 3 homers. Knapp doing the catching today. 1-1 pitch outside, 2 balls, 1 strike. Now the 2-1 is coming. And this one is swung on and fouled off. Counts even, 2-2. Now the 2-2 is on its way. And it is swung on and hit in the air to shallow center, but playable for Steven Duggar, who makes the catch. And that's the second out of the inning. Knapp flies to center. Two away, and Mason McCoy will be next. McCoy walked and scored in the third. Well, words just come out that the Arizona Diamondbacks have released a number of players, including several Reno Aces, who have played against the Red Ears this year. So now the pitch, well, time called. Stepping out is McCoy. The relievers, Ryan Meisinger and Humberto Mejia. The infielder, Yadier Rivera. And then, of note, outfielder Braden Bishop let go by the Diamondbacks. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. Bishop is still a very good AAA player, but wasn't getting a whole lot of playing time with Reno. He's going to land somewhere else. He's a former Rainier and a former Sacramento player. He'll get picked up for sure. Here's the 0-1 to McCoy. Tapped on the ground, right side, slowly. Matheson, the first baseman, has it, and he takes it to the bag himself for the out, and the inning is over. Right here's threatened, but they do not score in the fourth. No runs or hits. There was an error, and two runners left. We go to the fifth. Tacoma 2, Sacramento nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the fifth inning, the Red Ears with a 2-0 lead. And leading things off for Sacramento is Will Wilson, and the first pitch from Tommy Malone runs inside for a ball. Want to know the count. We got a bunch of defensive changes for the Red Ears because of the injury to Marcus Wilson. Now the next pitch misses, two balls, no strikes. Wilson was playing right field. And his Turris pinch ran for him. His Turris is an infielder. He stays in the game at second base. Malone's pitch to Will Wilson is hit in the air towards Forrest Wall in center field, and Forrest makes the catch. One man is out. So his Turris is at second base now. Moving from second base to third base is Alex Blandino, and moving from third base to right field is Eric Mejia. So the infield is now White at first, is Turris at second, McCoy at short, and Blandino at third. And the outfield is now Heineman in left, Wall in center, and Mejia in right. Tommy Malone's pitch to Wyatt Matheson misses outside. Malone working with catcher Andrew Knapp. Malone has struck out three and walked one through four and a third innings. He's allowed two singles. Next pitch, swing and a miss. And he's faced just one hitter over the minimum. And the pitch is inside for a ball to Matheson. 2-1. There's a no-hit bid going on in the major leagues right now that has reached eight full innings, so I think it's worth mentioning. Here's one down low to Matheson. It's the second game of a doubleheader between the Cardinals and Pirates in St. Louis. Miles Michaelis for the Cardinals. Now the 3-1 is a swing and a miss, and the count goes full 3-2. He has a no-hitter through eight, and he's not pitching a shutout. A run has scored. There's been a couple of errors by St. Louis. So here's one that misses ball four, and Matheson draws a one-out walk. So he heads down to first base, and now Isan Diaz is the batter. Yeah, Miles Michaelis with the St. Louis. No hitter through eight, but he's allowed an unearned run. We'll let you know if he finishes it up or not. Pitch to Isan Diaz is hit well towards center. Wall going back, but he's got time to get back in the deep part of Cheney, and he makes the catch, and there is out number two. Diaz flies out to Forrest Wall, two down. And now Johnny Pareda is the hitter. Pareda flied out to left field earlier. He's 0 for 1. Yeah, the pitch is swung on and popped up into shallow left center. Heineman and Wall are there, and Wall makes the catch, and the inning is over. Three flyouts to center fielder Forrest Wall with a walk mixed in there. No runs, hits, or errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway through it. It's Tacoma 2, Sacramento nothing.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Two nothing Tacoma. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears with the top of the order coming up. Tristan Beck is done. The Sacramento starter went four innings and allowed three hits and two runs, both earned. He walked two and struck out five. So the new pitcher is Jeremy Walker. In his 16th appearance tonight, he's 0-3 with a 7.52 ERA at 20 and a third innings. 22 strikeouts, 9 walks. Forrest Wall just caught three fly balls in center field in the top of this inning, tying the record. And he leads off the bottom of the inning, and he takes the pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Walls 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. And he watches one up and away now. Two balls, no strikes. Next pitch. Just outside, ball 3-0. Wow, they've got, I was talking before the break about Miles Michaelis going for a no-hitter for St. Louis as there's a strike to Wall. He's out there pitching in the ninth inning with no one out, with one out right now, and he's at 120 pitches. So they're letting him go for it. 3-1 pitch, bounced back to the mound on one hop, and Walker fields it, and he'll throw out Wall at first base. One away in the bottom of the fifth inning, and now Justin Upton is the hitter. Upton had an RBI double in the third inning. He walked in the first inning, so he's 1-for-1. Now the pitch to Upton is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Time called by the plate ump. Two outs in the ninth for Miles Michaelis. 0-2 the count on Upton. There was a pitch clock violation in there, and he got rung up with a strike. Now he takes one outside. 1-2 the count. And now Upton swings and misses at a breaking ball. That is strike 3, and two men are gone at the bottom of the fifth inning. Walker with a strikeout, two down. And now Evan White is the batter. Now the pitch is up high for a ball. Now a swing and a bouncer foul. So a ball and a strike to Evan White. In his first game back with the Red Ears, he started a new rehab assignment today. And now a swing and a miss there, strike 2. Now here comes the 1-2 on its way. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and Jeremy Walker makes quick work of the Red Ears here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 3-up, 3-down with a couple of strikeouts. We go to the sixth inning of play with the score, Tacoma 2, Sacramento nothing.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533. Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Two nothing, Tacoma with the lead over Sacramento. We go to the sixth inning of play in this Tuesday night opener of a six-game series between the Seattle Mariners and San Francisco Giants AAA clubs. And leading off the sixth for Sacramento, Archimedes Gamboa swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. Well, the no-hit bid ended with two outs in the ninth. A series of grounded to third. Blandino has it, chucks it to first for the out. Gamboa is retired, one away in the sixth. Miles Michaelis of St. Louis going for a no-hitter with two outs in the ninth. Huge lead, 9-1. He was approaching 130 pitches, but he had two outs in the ninth and allowed a double deep over the head of the center fielder. I think it was Cal Mitchell for the Pirates who got the hit. And so he lost the no-hitter. He's going to get a win, though. And the Cardinals are going to sweep that doubleheader. Here's Steven Duggar. And the pitch from Malone is a breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch. Bounced foul, first base side. Count goes to 0-2. Now Malone with the 0-2 pitch on its way to Duggar. And it is swung on and stroked into center field. There's a clean base hit for Duggar. So he's on with one out, and that is Sacramento's first hit since the second inning. And their third hit of the game. One out single for the rehabbing Steven Duggar. Here's Elliot Ramos. And the pitch from Malone is in for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, the 1-0 coming. Foul on the third base side. Counts even, 1-1. Rainier scored a run in the first. A two-out single by Eric Mejia brought home Forrest Wall. And they scored a run in the third when Mason McCoy drew a leadoff walk and scored on a one-out double off the bat of Justin Upton. Yeah, the 1-1 swing and a miss there, strike two. The 1-2 is pulled to third, caught by Blandino, fires to first, but back in safely is Duggar. But Ramos is out, lining out to third for the second out of the inning. Ramos just yanked his liner to third, and Blandino caught it just above the ground for the out. So here's David Villar. League home run leader hits a little squibber on the right side, but there's no one playing over there. He was shifted, and that's going to sneak into right field for a base hit. So VR has a single to right field. Duggar stops at second base. There are two on with two out. And VR just beat the shift with a grounder the other way. Now Austin Dean is the batter. Dean's 0 for 2 with a couple of groundouts. Yeah, the pitch is high for a ball. There's a chance we could see Donovan Walton in this series for Sacramento. He'd been playing in the big leagues with the Giants, but the former Rainier and Mariner was optioned to AAA today when they activated Brandon Belt from the IL. Yeah, the 1-0 is off the plate for a ball, 2-0. We'll see if they send Walton to Sacramento. And sometimes they teams these days are keeping players with the big league club on the taxi squad. So I don't know if Walton's going to do that or come join them, join the River Cats. 2-0 pitch hit in the air towards center. Long run for a wall, but he has plenty of time to get there, and he makes the catch. Dean is retired, and so are the River Cats in the top of the sixth. The two hits, no runs, two left. Six shutout innings for Tommy Malone. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 2, Sacramento nothing.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Tracy, line one is looking for a quote on a mini split.
Crazy spring temperatures are heating up DeWyatt HVAC phone lines.
That sweep, we're booked solid.
If they don't find more technicians, they'll be in hot water.
How are we down three technicians in the past 3 weeks?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 2, Sacramento nothing. And Scott Heineman will lead things off for the Red Ears, followed by Eric Mejia and Cesar Isturiz Jr. Pitch to Heineman is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Heineman has struck out and grounded out so far. He's 0-2. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Now, Jeremy Walker with the 0-2 pitch on its way to Heineman. And it is up and away for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now, the next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Heineman is the third straight strikeout victim of Jeremy Walker, who came in last inning, set down the side in order, and struck out the final two batters of that inning. So here's Eric Mejia. Mejia's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Mejia lifts one to center field. This is deep. Back is Duggar, but he's got room And he makes the catch as he approaches the warning track in straightaway center field. And two men are gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. Now Cesar Esturiz Jr. is the batter. This is his first plate appearance of the game, and he takes a strike. Esturiz pinch ran for Marcus Wilson after Wilson was hit on the hand by a pitch in the fourth inning and left the game with a trainer. 0-1 is a swing and a foul back. That's strike two. Esturiz has 34 AAA at-bats this year, hitting .235. He's also appeared in games for the Advanced Class A Everett Aqua Sox this season. 0-2 is a called strike three. Three pitches, and he goes down looking, and that does it for Esturiz and the Rainiers in the sixth. Three up, three down. We go to the seventh. It is Tacoma 2, Sacramento nothing.
And BECU... No solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We go to the seventh inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. The Rainiers with a 2-0 lead over the Sacramento Rivercats. And new pitcher is right-hander Ken Giles on in relief of Tommy Malone, who was his usual terrific self today. With six shutout innings, a four-hit ball, walking two, striking out three. Giles' first pitch to Will Wilson is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Wilson 1-for-2 so far in his AAA debut. Giles on a rehab assignment. The 0-1 is outside for a ball. 1-1. Ken Giles. Tommy John surgery, missed last year, then had a finger injury that extended his IL stay a little longer, and now healthy, trying to get himself big league ready during this rehab assignment. Throws a slider that misses for a ball. 2-1 the count to Wilson. This is Giles' fourth appearance for Tacoma. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Wilson. And it's swung on, grounded to short. Backhand pickup by McCoy. Throw to first in time to get Wilson. And one man is out in the top of the seventh inning. So Giles retires the first batter he faces. And now Wyatt Matheson will be the bat. Giles now 31 years old. He's been in the majors with the Phillies, his original organization, who he broke in with in 2014. And then the Houston Astros, was a part of their World Series team in 2017, and the Toronto Blue Jays. His pitch to Matheson is in there. Well, this is not Wyatt Matheson batting. Unless, well, this is Jason Vossler batting for Matheson. So Vossler pinch hitting, and the pitch is bounced over Giles towards the second base bag, fielded by McCoy. Throw to first in time for the out, and two men are gone. Vossler bounces out to the shortstop, McCoy, two away. And now Isan Diaz is the batter. Diaz is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout so far. And the pitch to Diaz is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. So 0-1 the count to Diaz. And the pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Giles. Alrighty. With his pitch, and it is inside for a ball, 2-1. Giles from New Mexico, born in Albuquerque. Went to Yavapai College. It's a junior college in Prescott, Arizona, that has a really good baseball program. They've turned out a lot of pros there. So here's a swing and a foul back by Diaz. And the count's even, 2-2. And then Giles was drafted in 2011 by the Phillies. There's his 2-2 pitch, inside, ball three. So full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Payoff pitch coming to Isan Diaz, and it is swung on and hit high in the air to center field. Forrest Wall, who's been a busy man today, is under it, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Diaz flies to center. Ken Giles with a 3-up, 3-down inning. We go to the 7th inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Tacoma 2, Sacramento nothing.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Tacoma fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Tacoma Red Ears with a 2-0 lead over the Sacramento River Cats. New pitcher for Sacramento, Shelby Miller, is in from the pen, the veteran. And he is on in relief of Jeremy Walker, who worked two scoreless innings and struck out four, retiring all six batters he faced. So Miller is in, former Major League starter, who trying to get back up as a reliever now with his pitch to Blandino, and it is taken up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch is over for a strike. Counts even, 1-1. Shelby Miller, 31 years old, with a 1-1 pitch, and it is up high for a ball, 2-1. Spent some time in the bullpens of both the Cubs and the Pirates last year. Not a lot, though. Just 13 games in the big leagues total last year. Now a swing and a fly to left field. Going back on the ball is Ramos towards the track, and he makes the catch at the warning track, retiring Blandino for the first out at the bottom of the seventh inning. That ball had some carry to it. Now Andrew Knapp, the hitter. Shelby Miller was a pretty successful starter with St. Louis in 2013 and 2014. And then in 2015, he had a 3.02 ERA for the Atlanta Braves. Excellent ERA in 33 starts, and he led the majors in losses despite that. So here's a pitch in for a strike to the left-hand swinging Knapp. 0-1 the count. He's had injury issues he's come back from. Here's a swing and a foul by Knapp. 0-2. Miller. This year was with Scranton in the International League. Had a 1.71 ERA. And then got picked up by the Giants and assigned to Sacramento. Here's his 0-2 pitch, and it's hit on two hops to short, gobbled up by Gamboa. And he throws out Knapp for out number two. So Knapp grounds out to shortstop. And now Mason McCoy is the hitter. McCoy has walked and grounded out so far. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is drilled towards left. This is deep. It is back, and it is gone. A home run. Mason McCoy lines a homer to left field, and the Red Ears lead it 3-0. He didn't know it was going, and he started to hustle around the bases because it hit that reader board and bounced back onto the field. But the reader board above the left field fence is off the premises. It is a homer if you hit that reader board. And the line shot to left center and got out. So Mason McCoy connects his seventh home run of the year. He continues his hot hitting in the month of June. And the Rainiers lead 3-0. Now the pitch to Forrest Wall is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now this pitch is over for a called strike. 0-2 the count to Wall. Now a swing and a foul back. Still no balls, two strikes. McCoy getting close to his career high in homers in June. So here's a swing and a roller to second base, scooped up by Wilson, and he throws out Wall at first, wrapping up the seventh. But McCoy's seventh homer of the year, his career high is 9. Number 7 today gives the Rainiers an extra run in the bottom of the seventh inning. One run on one hit and no one left. We go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Sacramento nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Three nothing Tacoma. We head to the eighth inning of play, and the Rainiers bring in their third pitcher of the night. Fernando Abad is in from the bullpen. Tommy Malone started, went the first six innings, gave up four singles. That was it. Ken Giles worked a three up, three down seventh inning. Two ground outs and a fly out. That was his rehab assignment. Nice inning for Giles. And now Abad is in from the pen. And Abad is ready to work on Johnny Pareda, Archimedes Gamboa, and Steven Duggar. Pareda is the batter. Right-hand hitter, and Abad's pitch is up high for a ball 1-0. Abad, no record of 4.97 ERA in 11 appearances. And Abad looking to bounce back. He has been solid for the most part with the Rainiers, as there's a foul back by Pareda, but he did hit a stumbling block on Saturday in his last game when Josh Saleh of Round Rock got him for a three-run homer. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Paredes, and it's popped up, foul, and out of play. 1-2 the count. Mariners are in action just up the road tonight against the Twins. And they're scoreless in the fourth inning. Logan Gilbert on the mound today. Abad now with a 1-2 pitch on its way to Pareda. Here it comes. And it's fouled off. Still one ball, two strikes. Mariners are in the middle of a 11-game homestand that, you know, they were looking forward to that because they've spent a lot of time on the road this year. So here's a swing and a grounder to short. Scooped up by McCoy. Toss it to first for the out. One away in the top of the eighth. Abad gets Pareda to ground to shortstop. And now Archimedes Gamboa is the batter. So the M's got home for this long homestand finally, and they've dropped three of the first four games of the homestand. They're looking to get back in the win column tonight against the Twins, but they haven't played easy teams. So here's one inside to Gamboa for a ball. The Twins have been really good this year, and they just played the Red Sox. They've got the Angels coming in next. Next pitch in there for a strike. The Angels series is a five-game series with a Saturday split doubleheader, which is one of the makeups from the games that were canceled in April during the lockout. They were postponed because of the lockout. So here's one outside for a ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch, chopped foul on the third base side. 2-2. Abad ready, the veteran lefty. Into his motion, and the 2-2 pitch is foul back. Abad with a 92-mile-per-hour fastball fouled straight back. So still 2-2. And this one is high ball three. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff is swung on and yanked down the left field line. That's a base hit, possibly more. Long run for Heineman to go get it. Digging for second, and in there with a double is Archimedes Gamboa. So a one-out double here in the top of the eighth inning. First extra base hit for Sacramento tonight. Gamboa with his fifth double of the season. And that'll bring Steven Duggar to the plate. Duggar's 1-for-3 with a single so far. Right here's up 3-0, one out at the top of the eighth. Left versus left situation here for Abad with Duggar up, and the first pitch is grounded right to second, and that's fielded by Isturiz, and he throws to first for out number two. Gamboa moves up to third. So Duggar grounds out to Cesar Isturiz Jr. for the second out of the inning. And now Elliot Ramos will be the batter. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one to Ramos. So Abad promptly gets ahead of the count. Yeah, the 0-1 outside for a ball. 2-1. And this one is over for a called strike. 1-2 the count. Abad trying to strand a runner at third. And this pitch is fouled away. So now the 1-2 pitch. It's a swing and a foul again. Still 1-2. And a bad with another pitch that's fouled off. And now a swing and a foul again. Foul after foul after foul being hit by Elliot Ramos. So Abad again with the 1-2 pitch to Ramos with Gamboa at third and two outs, and it swung on and fouled away again. Still 1-2. Abad keeps pumping strikes in there, and Ramos keeps fouling them off. Now Abad again into his motion, and the 1-2 is a inside. That was close. 2-2. Abad was open for a call on the inside edge there and didn't get it. The computer umpire left him hanging. Now the 2-2 on its way. And it is swung on and hit cleanly into left field. That's a base hit. And scoring from third is Gamboa. And Sacramento's on the board. A two-out RBI single by Elliot Ramos. And now the Rainiers need to be careful. The Rivercats have the tying run at the plate. And it's the leading home run hitter in the league, David Villar. And the Rainiers pitching coach Alon Leishman goes to the mound. The Rainiers have a right-hander beginning to warm up in the bullpen. So Ramos won that battle. His second hit of the game is an RBI single. And I think that's Matt Brash in the pen. But Abad's going to get another hitter here. And a dangerous one at that in VR. Well, here we go. VR 1-for-3 today. Right-hand hitter. 16 home runs this year. And Abad's pitch is down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 outside. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, says the first base umpire on appeal, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. So two balls, two strikes. And a light toss to first. Back in standing up is Ramos. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and down goes VR, and the inning is over. Abad gets the strikeout, but Sacramento does get on the scoreboard. One run on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Sacramento 1.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
We go to the bottom of the eighth. The Rainiers with a 3-1 lead over the Sacramento River Cats. And Shelby Miller begins his second inning of work on the mound for the Cats. Tacoma with Justin Upton to lead things off. And the first pitch to Upton is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Upton will be followed by Evan White and Scott Heineman. 0-1 pitch is swung on and popped up on the infield, the right side. Jason Vossler, the first baseman, makes the catch, and there is the first out in the bottom of the eighth. So Upton's now 1-for-3 tonight. Evan White will bat for his fourth time. Looking ahead to the ninth, the scheduled hitters for Sacramento are Austin Dean, Will Wilson, and Vossler. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, swing and a foul back, and the count's even, 1-1. Mariners just took a 2-0 lead on the Twins, a two-run homer by Eugenio Suarez. That's in the bottom of the fourth inning. Next pitch to White's called a strike, and the count now 1-2. The 1-2 delivery is fouled away. Still 1-2. Rainiers have been out-hit tonight by Sacramento 6-4, but the Rainiers' hits have been quite timely. And the Rainiers have drawn just two walks today, but they've both been key walks in rallies early in the game. 1-2 pitch is fouled back. Still 1-2. White battling here against the veteran Shelby Miller. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball. First strikeout for Shelby Miller. Two down in the bottom of the eighth. And now Scott Heineman is the batter. And the pitch to Heineman is a big swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next pitch waved down and missed, strike two. Here's the 0-2, and it is a fastball called strike three. Heineman goes down looking, and the Rainiers are done here at the bottom of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. Well, we'll see if three runs is enough to win tonight. We head to the ninth with the score, Tacoma 3, Sacramento 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step one, shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step two, level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Sacramento 1. The Red Ears trying to win for their fifth time in the last six games. Got to get three more outs, though, and the man they are entrusting that responsibility to is hard-throwing right-hander Matt Brash. Brash in from the bullpen on in relief of Fernando Abad. Abad went one inning, allowed two hits and one run. It was earned. He did not walk anybody, and he struck out one. So Brash comes on to face Austin Dean, Will Wilson, and Jason Vossler. Dean settles into the batter's box now. And the pitch is up and in. Look out. There's ball one to Dean. Well, breaking ball that ran high and tight. 1-0 the count. Brash into his motion to the pitch is lined just beyond the reach of Evan White at first and into right field, a base hit. Dean takes the turn at first and holds there with a single. Dean shooting a 98 mile per hour fastball the opposite way. And Sacramento immediately gets the tying run into the batter's box here at the top of the ninth inning in the form of Will Wilson. Wilson's 1-for-3 in his AAA debut. He did homer in three of his last five games at AA Richmond. And the pitch from Brash is a fastball poured in there for a strike. This is Brash's first save situation with Tacoma. He had one save last year for Everett. So now the 0-1 is a swing and a miss. 0-2. And that was a long save. He was a starting pitcher for Everett last year, and he had one where he piggybacked with someone else and threw multiple innings and got the save. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches, and that takes care of Will Wilson. One away in the ninth. Now here is a dangerous hitter in Jason Vossler, who has the power to tie the game with one swing and the experience and the major league time to deal with the guy who, like Brash, in terms of having that type of overpowering stuff. And the pitch to Vossler is swung on and popped up on the left side. And Blandino, the third baseman, is called off by McCoy, the shortstop, who makes the catch, and there's out number two. They get Vossler on the first pitch. Two down, the Rainiers are an out away from victory. Diaz 0-for-3 with two flyouts and a strikeout. Another guy with power, 11 homers this year. Rainiers shift him. Only Blandino on the left side. The pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. First pitch slider from Brash. 0-1 the count. Rainiers will pull out of the cellar if they can win this game. The 0-1 pitch is up and away for a ball. 1-1. Outfield straight away and medium deep. Deep and right with Mejia. 1-1 pitch. Check swing. He went around, right? Yeah, he did. All right. Strike two. 1-2 the count. Rainiers are a strike away from victory. 3-1 lead, runner at first, two outs in the ninth. One ball, two strikes. Matt Brash trying to finish this one off. He set the pitch, is a swing and a foul. Isan Diaz stays alive. Still 1-2. On deck hitter for Sacramento is their catcher, Johnny Pareda. Although they may have a pinch hitter in the deck on deck area right now. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming to Diaz, and it is a check swing on a pitch in the dirt, and he held up in time, says the base umpire on appeal. Two balls, two strikes to Diaz. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Dean leads from first, being held on by White. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider. Diaz strikes out, and that's the ball game. The Tacoma Rainiers are winners today. 3-1 the final score. And Tacoma has won five of its last six games to move out of the cellar. In the Western Division standings, the Rainiers pull into fourth place, passing Sacramento by winning the opening game of this series. 3-1 is the final score. Malone gets the win, Brash the save, and Beck the loss. Rainiers victorious. We'll be back with the final totals, the scoring recap, and a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers win. They take the opening game of the six-game series from Sacramento. 3-1, the final score today. When the Rainiers took 4 out of 6 from Sacramento on the road in mid-May, the whole key to it was great starting pitching. And in the opening game of this return series here at Cheney Stadium, game one marked by great starting pitching. It was provided today by Tommy Malone. Malone went 6 shutout innings of 4-hit ball, scattered 4 singles, picked 2 runners off of first base, helping himself out, struck out 3, walked 2. Only 1 base runner reached second while Malone was on the mound over the course of the first 6 innings of this game. The Red Ears gave him an early lead, too, in the bottom of the first with Tristan Beck on the hill for Sacramento. Forrest Wall led off the inning with a base hit to left field. Justin Upton drew a walk, putting runners at first and second. Beck struck out back-to-back batters. Looked like he was going to get out of the jam. But Eric Mejia blooped a single into shallow center field, and it scored Wall from second base. And the Red Ears were on the board. It was 1-0. After Beck struck out the side of the second, the Rainiers got to him for another run in the third. Mason McCoy drew a leadoff walk to start the frame. And then with one out, Justin Upton pulled a double down the left field line into the corner. And McCoy scored all the way from first base on the RBI double by Upton. And the Rainiers were ahead 2-0 in the third. It stayed that way for quite a while. The Rainiers didn't score in the middle innings against the reliever Jeremy Walker, who was really impressive for Sacramento. Meanwhile, the Red Ears, after getting 6 scoreless from Malone, went to the rehabbing Ken Giles, and Giles pitched a 3-up, 3-down seventh inning, his best appearance with the Red Ears so far. In the bottom of the seventh, the Red Ears added another run against the Major League veteran Shelby Miller. 2 outs, no one on. Mason McCoy lined a home run to left field. It just did clear the top of the fence, hit the reader board and bounced back onto the field, but that doesn't matter. That's a homer. McCoy with his 7th of the year, and the Red Ears were ahead 3-0. In the 8th inning, the Rivercats got a run against Fernando Abad. Archimedes Gamboa hit a 1-out double, and then with 2 outs, Elliot Ramos really battled against Abad, fouled off a bunch of 2-strike pitches, and then connected with a clean single to left field, his 2nd hit of the night. It brought in Gamboa, and the Rivercats were on the board. That made it 3-1. And they had the tying run at the plate in the form of David Villar, who leads the league with 16 homers. But Abad was able to strike him out swinging, ending that threat and preserving the lead. In the ninth, the Rainiers went to Matt Brash, his first save opportunity as a Rainier. And the leadoff man, Austin Dean, had a base hit. So the Rivercats had the tying run at the plate again. But Brash struck out Will Wilson, got Vossler to pop up, and then struck out Isan Diaz, ending the ballgame. And the Rainiers were winners today, 3-1. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They left 4 on base. Sacramento, 1 run, 7 hits, 1 error, left 6 on base. Tommy Malone gets the win. He's 3-0. The save to Matt Brash, his first. And the loss goes to Tristan Beck. He is 0-5. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 16 minutes. The attendance, 4,030. With the win, the Red Ears go to 24-36 on the year. Sacramento falls to 24-37. These two teams meet again tomorrow in game 2 of the 6-game series. And the Red Ears are sending to the mound tomorrow Darren McCacken against the Sacramento right-hander Sean Gelly. That is tomorrow at 6:05 p.m. Red Ears win it. 3-1 the final score. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Red Ears win 3-1 over Sacramento, and let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard, starting with the Mariners, who are hosting Minnesota tonight with Logan Gilbert on the mound. Gilbert has pitched 5 scoreless innings, and the Mariners have a 2-0 lead due to a Eugenio Suarez 2-run home run. His homer came right after Julio Rodriguez had doubled, so the Red Ears the Mariners got 2 on that Suarez homer, and they lead 2-0 in the bottom of the 5th inning. We've got a mix of finals and games in progress today in the majors. We will start in the American League. Yankees shut out Tampa 2-0. Garrett Cole outdueling Corey Kluber. Although Kluber didn't allow any earned runs in 6 innings, a couple of Rays errors led to the Yankees 2 runs. Cole, with 6 scoreless, gets the win. He is 6-1 on the year. Baltimore edges Toronto 6-5. Ryan Mountcastle had 3 hits, 2 doubles and a homer, drove in a couple of runs. His homer was his 10th of the year. They win at Toronto. White Sox knock off Detroit 5-1. Dylan Cease with the 5 innings of scoreless ball to get the win. And Cease is 10-0 in his career against the Tigers. Andrew Vaughn was 4-for-4 for the White Sox in that victory. The Boston Red Sox defeat Oakland 6-1 behind Nick Pivetta, who allowed 1 earned run in 8 innings to earn his 6th win of the year. Rafael Devers hit a 3-run homer, number 15 for Devers. And the Astros were trailing Texas 3-0 in the 8th inning, and they scored 4 runs and won the game 4-3 at Texas. Kyle Tucker with a 2-run homer during that rally. Interleague play today, 3 interleague games. The Guardians and the Rockies are tied 3-3 in the top of the 10th inning at Coors Field. Kansas City trails San Francisco 1-0. They're in the bottom of the 6th inning in San Francisco. And the Dodgers and Angels at Dodger Stadium are in the 5th inning, and the Dodgers have a 1-0 lead. National League Finals today, the Pirates and Cardinals played a doubleheader. The story of the doubleheader was in the second game. The first game, the Cardinals won 3-1 as their rookie Matthew Liberatore picked up his second win and Paul Goldschmidt knocked his 14th homer. Second game of the doubleheader, the Cardinals started Miles Michaelis. He came an out away from a no-hitter, 8 2/3 innings. 129 pitches. He allowed a 2-out double in the 9th to Cal Mitchell. The Pirates did score an unearned run without a hit earlier in the game against Michaelis. He was trying to throw a no-hitter, but not a shutout. The shutout was long gone. He ended up coming out after 8 2/3 innings of one-hit ball, got the win. Goldschmidt hit two more homers. He was 4 for 4 in that game, drove in 5 runs. Cardinals won the nightcap 9-1. Elsewhere in the National League today, the Braves beat the Nationals 10-4 in D.C. Atlanta has won 13 games in a row. They hit 5 homers today as Michael Harris, the rookie, had 3 hits with his second homer. Travis d'Arnaud had 3 hits and a homer. Marcell Ozuna, Orlando Arcia, and Dansby Swanson also went deep. Phillies blew an 8-4 lead in the late innings and lost to the Marlins 11-9. Jazz Chisholm hit a game-tying homer, his 13th of the year. Reese Hoskins, 4 hits, 2 homers, 6 runs batted in for the Phillies in the loss. Mets shut out the Brewers 4-0 in New York. Chris Bassitt tossed 8 scoreless innings. Pete Alonso had 2 hits and drove in a pair. And San Diego has blasted the Cubbies in Chicago 12-5. This game just went final. Jorge Alfaro and Luke Voit with home runs for the Padres. One NL game still going. The Reds and the Diamondbacks are scoreless in the top of the 8th inning in Arizona. It's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here at Tacoma, the Red Ears beat Sacramento 3-1. We'll be back with more right after this.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Well, the Rainiers win 3-1 over Sacramento in the opener of a 6-game series. And Tacoma now 3-1 so far on this 9-game road trip. And the Rainiers have won 4 of their last 5 games. Actually, no, 5 of their last 6 games overall. So Tacoma starting to rack up some wins, which is very nice to see. They pulled out of last place today, too, with this victory, passing Sacramento in the standings. See if they can stay there by winning more games in this series. And if they could just win this series against Sacramento, that'll put them a couple game, at least a game and a half ahead of Sacramento, possibly more, depending on how this series goes. Got to win the series for that, though. Anyway, good to see a 3-1 victory and great pitching today for the Red Ears. Some finals in the PCL. Sugar Land won at Round Rock this evening, 6-3. J.J. Matijevic with his 12th home run for Sugar Land. Albuquerque is at home against Salt Lake in the opener of a series. The Isotopes beat them 5-1, hitting 3 home runs in that contest. And Reno leads Oklahoma City in Reno, 6-2. They're in the top of the 7th inning there. And El Paso took a, 10-4 lead into the 9th inning at home against Las Vegas. They still lead, but it is now 10-9. Vegas has scored 5 runs in the top of the 9th inning, and they are still batting at El Paso, so who knows how that one's going to end. Well, the Red Ears will be back at it tomorrow, 6:05 first pitch, and Darren McCacken starts against Sean Jelly. We'll be on the air with our pregame show beginning at 5:55. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. Rainiers beat Sacramento 3-1, the final score. This is Mike Curto saying so long. Have a great night.